Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just getting rolling here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 8:45 as we ease our way into the 7 o'clock hour. We'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He gave an update on the status of Jayden Daniels for Sunday's game against the Minnesota Vikings. We'll talk a little bit about the Washington Wizards. They were in action last night in the City of Brotherly Love, taking on the Sixers. And it has been an interesting start to the NBA season for the Washington Wizards. As we sit here entering the first week of December, the Wizards 20 games into this bad boy, only have 3 wins, but later on in the show, I'll tell you why, despite the record being piss poor, let's be honest with it, despite the record being bad, despite the point differential being laughable, a lot of optimism, a lot of reason for optimism for this group moving forward, and I think the second half of the season, you will really see this group take a massive step forward. That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, though, I'm gonna go out to the phones because I see one of my main men are locked up and ready to go here. Our guy Vic in Akakik wanting to chime in. Vic, what you got for me, man? I'm for you to call this early in the show. You must have something on your mind. I wanted to let you get that off.
Definitely, man. What's up with you?
What's going on?
So,
man?
I watched the games last week because I wanted to see if there was any fight left versus one of the better teams in the NFL. And I felt that there was. I felt that there were some things that I saw that were done better, particularly in parts of the defense. Our pursuit was better. Our angles in pursuit were better. Our effort in pursuit were better. Our leverage and our formations was better. We set the edge better. We played a little better in the defensive secondary from between the linebackers and the safeties. Obviously, on that last big play, B-Wag just got beat on a good move, inside-out move. So I'm happy about that. But as a whole, I think Grant and Danny asked this the other day. They said they were talking about bringing in defensive coordinators, new defensive coordinators for next year. And I said that what I wanted to say, I was trying to call in. Most of the guys in the NFL are pretty sound with scheme. They can give you all types of fronts and formations and blitzes and all of those things. What we need to really evaluate is the guy that can actually make enhance or increase the football performance of each individual on that defense from two deep, the first and second string, and even the third string, within whatever scheme fits best for our personnel. Can they develop and be repetitious with the fundamental acumen of each defensive football player? Because that's what makes defenses better. And I say that
so you're basically in a nutshell saying that you don't think we have guys that are – You don't think our coaching staff, defensively at least, has the ability to make guys better?
Yeah, absolutely not.
I think,
like,
I think it's an interesting thought, Vic, and we're getting close to the top here, so I'll let you go. I vehemently disagree. I vehemently disagree. I think the way that they used Frankie Louvu last year made him look like a better football player probably than he actually is. That's the number one and first example that I go to in terms of making a guy better, using him to the best of his ability. Some guys just aren't good. And I think we got to come to that harsh reality as fans as we continuously evaluate this group. And a guy that comes to mind to me is Jazzon Newton. Maybe Johnny Newton just isn't a good NFL football player despite being highly touted coming out of college. When I say not a good NFL football player, I want to retract that statement. Not that he's not good. Maybe he's just not starting level good. Maybe he will only ever be a rotational piece for a defensive front based off of his limitations in terms of size and strength. Because I think it's really, and what Vic brought up is interesting, man, because I think it goes back to the importance of having a guy like Zach Ertz around, Bobby Wagner around, Laremy Tunsil around, Von Miller. It's on coaches to get guys better, but it's also on guys them damn selves to get themselves better. Watching more tape, lifting extra weights, running extra sprints, so on and so forth. I look at my big guys on the interior, Javon Kinlaw, Deron Payne. There were times throughout this season where you see them fade late in football games. Is it because they're not in shape? Could they be in better shape? Probably. Are they banged up, nicked up? Probably. But like stuff like that. We need as many internally motivated football players as possible on this roster. That is how you build a foundation. That is how you build a sustainable culture. And you've got some very internally motivated cats on this squad that may not be the biggest, fastest, and the strongest, but they're going to give you everything they got. They're willing to empty the tank each and every time out. Jeremy Reeves is a guy that comes to the front of my mind. Not the biggest, not the fastest, not the strongest, but knows his assignment most of the time and is shot out of a cannon because of that. And I don't want this to turn into a Jeremy Reeves love fest, but you need 53 of him. I love his mentality. He just has the right thought process in terms of what it means to be a professional and play football at this level. Now, that got me worked up here at the beginning of the show. 1-800-636-1067. Appreciate Vic calling in. You all can do so, like I said, at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well at NELL_BTP. We'll take another timeout. We'll reset things here coming up top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He gave an update on the biggest mystery right now in the DMV. Will Jaden Daniels suit up Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings? We'll let you hear DQ's thoughts on that next. This is The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking you up to 8:45 tonight here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. If you want to keep the conversation rolling with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. I want to let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as he spoke earlier about the impending return of one Jaden Daniels. Obviously, JD5 has been out since he dislocated his elbow against the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football 3 weeks ago. Didn't play this weekend against Denver, obviously, but there was some more optimism that this week could be the return of one Jaden Daniels. Here's Dan Quinn giving the latest on QB1.
Do you have any update on Jaden Daniels? Has he been cleared for contact? What's your optimism that he'll play this weekend?
Optimistic he's going to get a lot of reps for practice. I'm going to take it all the way through Friday. There's still like functional evaluations to go through, but game plan and practicing and that part is good. You'll see like on the side, it's a little more challenging to work at quarterback when you're not doing the same contact. So we'll have to simulate as much as we can. But he's off to a good start, but we'll go all the way through Friday for sure. But he'll get a lot of reps of practice.
The medical staff clear him for contact?
He has not been cleared for contact. That would be a game, you know, one. But they'll also wait for the whole week, too. They have more testing and movements to examine. So that's where we're at.
The key thing that we're waiting on here is what you heard there at the tail end. And a tremendous question there from our guy Mitch Tischler, who we'll hear from actually later on tonight. Right here on the fan, but he hasn't been cleared for contact. Until that happens, we are not going to see Jaden Daniels play. That is really the one hurdle that he's got to get over for this to actually have a real return here to the lineup. And I think it's interesting, right? I've the entire time, and you all have wavered to this. You know, you all call me a flip-flopper a lot, but boy, if you all flip-flop when it comes to the Jaden Daniels, well, should he play again? Should he not play again? After he first got hurt, it was, oh, no. Shut him down for the rest of the year. I don't want to see him. Now that he's come out and said it, now that you've pretty much been told he's going to play, you're all of a sudden okay with it. Very, very interesting. But I digress, right? I need to see him again this year. I would love to see him against Denver's defense. I want to see him against the best of the best. I would love to see him against Minnesota. Not that they're one of the best defenses. They're a good group, right? But the challenges that they present in terms of how exotic Brian Flores is going to be with his pressure package, that's the test that I want to see Jaden Daniels pass and overcome. Because the Achilles heel of Jaden Daniels this year during the 2025 season, his biggest flaw, in my opinion, not getting the ball out on time, not playing on time enough. And it's ironic, because this past weekend against Denver on Sunday Night Football, the performance we saw from Marcus Mariota against Denver was the best quarterback performance we've seen this entire year from the Washington Commanders. Just being honest here, it's no shade to Jaden Daniels. That doesn't mean I don't want him to return. It doesn't mean I think Mariota's better than him. I'm no fool. But my eyes also work. What we saw out of the quarterback position this past weekend was the best quarterback play that Washington has gotten all year long. Marcus Mariota was excellent. Played on time, played in rhythm, got the football out of his hands, made good decisions outside of the interception, kept plays alive with his legs. He was awesome. But most importantly, the thing that stands out the most for Mariota's performance is that he played on time and played in rhythm. 28 of 50, 294 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Sacked twice on 50 pass attempts. I'm going to repeat that. Sacked twice on 50 pass attempts versus the best pass rush right now in the National Football League. It's a credit and a testament to the offensive line, who we'll talk about later in the show, but it's also a big credit to Marcus Mariota. This dynamic of that quarterback room, I don't know if folks understand it. Really, really tight-knit group from everybody that you talk to around that building, right? They're all really good for each other. Marcus and Jaden's relationship, locked in like a sock in a shoe, right? Sam Hartman, kind of the go-lucky guy in that room. Josh Johnson, another veteran in there that sees the game from a different perspective. For some of the shortcomings that Adam Peters has had here in the nation's capital to this point through 2 years, one of his biggest hits was Marcus Mariota. Point blank, the perfect guy for the role that he is in. And I remember when they first signed Marcus Mariota, I was not a fan of the move. I'll be very transparent about it. I was actually very critical of the move. But boy, was I wrong. He has been an absolute godsend for this franchise. And I'll take it a step further. I mentioned it to start the show. To me, the biggest in-house thing that needs to get solved at season's end, or maybe now, is Laremy Tunsil. Got to get him done. But in terms of your free agents this offseason that you got to bring back in, I think it's something like 23 unrestricted free agents. Marcus Mariota, from a priority standpoint, is at the top of the list. You got to get him locked up. Have to. And I'd prefer it be on a multi-year deal this time, if I'm being frank about it, right? He's been a godsend. As for Jaden Daniels, don't rush it. Let him come back when he's ready. I would love to see him against Minnesota because of the challenges that they present as a defense, but I'm not rushing it. I also have a checklist of things that I need to see from Jaden Daniels down the stretch here. And at the top of that list is what I mentioned a moment ago. Playing on time. Playing on schedule. Letting the football go at the top of the drop. Being decisive with his decision making. Picturing things pre-snap. Going to the right side of the formation. All the little things. I want to go back to the basics with Jaden Daniels. Because when you miss as much time as he's missed, some of those fundamental mechanics, some of the routine things, aren't as routine because you haven't had the repetition. And yes, he's been practicing. But I keep telling you all, especially for the quarterback position, where you can't even breathe on him in practice, there is no real way to simulate the playing quarterback in the NFL without being out there playing quarterback in the NFL. You just can't simulate it. You can't simulate a rush. You can't replicate what it feels like when a defensive end is breathing down your neck. You cannot work on your pocket feel and pocket presence, something that Jaden Daniels this year struggled with. And I continue to go back to the Seattle game, not feeling pressure properly, bailing clean pockets at times, not letting the football go, not playing on time. And I know this is going to come off as, oh, listen to this hotshot airhead talking down on the quarterback one here in Washington. It's not talking down. Yeah, I know how I get down, man. I'm going to tell it how it T.I. is. I will keep it 8 more than 92. The biggest reason I wanted him to come back when he was healthy is because I want to see him improve on some things. I wanted him to show us and remind us all why we were so optimistic coming into this season. So he needs the reps, and I think he'll flourish and thrive with those reps. I believe in him long term. There are just some things I need to see. Point blank. There are some things I need to see. And to me, the past 2 weeks were the best opportunity possible. Right? It was a big time test going up against that Seattle defense. And quite frankly, I think he failed that test. It would have been a big time test going up against the Denver defense. And it's going to be a big time test this weekend going up against the Minnesota Vikings defense. But the bottom line is, I want him to play when he's healthy and able to. I also want to see him down the stretch show flashes of being the young man that we saw under center in 2024. Because I don't think at all this year has he touched that. And I think he's got it in him. We know he's got it in him. We saw him do it last year. It's about reps. It's about having the opportunities, which is why that whole narrative of sit him down and don't play him, hogwash. Get him out there, let him get right, and let's see what he's got here in the final five or six games of the season. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, let you hear a little bit more from the head coach of the Washington Commanders. He gave some high praise to a Commanders rookie that I'm feeling really good about moving forward. And honestly, you got to give a tip of the cap to the GM of the Commanders, Adam Peters, for this move. I'll tell you what next here on The Fan. Talk a little bit about the Wizards as we ease our way into the 8 o'clock hour here on The Fan. Take you around the NBA as well. Some big-time news in both the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. Giannis Antetokounmpo rocking the boat in Milwaukee, and Chris Paul getting thrown off of the boat in L.A. with the Lakers. We'll talk a little bit of NBA as we make our way into the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, though, talking all things Washington Commanders, vibes should be sky high here in the DMV. Yeah, I said it. There was a post online. Because I had to come for you fans this week, man. Be honest with you. All this hubbub about Terry McLaurin this, Terry McLaurin's not that. What he proved this past weekend in Washington's best performance of the year, he is indeed him. 110%. Do not think anybody out there should be barking up the Terry McLaurin tree saying he's not worth it and he's the reason the seasons went awry and so on and so forth. Better act right if you don't want to be here no more. You got one of them ones. Just got to use them. But the bigger picture point to me is, you know, there is optimism surrounding this group, in my opinion, after their performance and the way that they played this past weekend. There just is. And one of the big reasons for optimism, in my opinion, was the performance of this offensive line on Sunday Night Football against the Denver Broncos. When you get this type of performance out of an offensive line, man, that against that unit, I think it's huge. I think it's huge. And what's even better about it is it's a position group that, from a talent standpoint, in my opinion, is the best on this football team. I don't think it's particularly close. The offensive line is the best position group on the Washington Commanders. They played well. Played really well, right? 50 dropbacks, giving up 2 sacks, just 10 pressures. It's not just about what they did, though. It's who they did it against. Opponent matters to me, man. Seriously, opponent matters to me. So I put a little bit more stock into this week's performance, and it was important because it also allows you to really begin to solidify your identity moving forward. You have to play behind this offensive line in the run game, in the passing game. You have to lean into the strengths of this group. In the run game, in the way that it got going this past weekend, to start things off, to me, allowed this passing attack to really hit on all surfaces, right? Hit on all cylinders. The big question that I have moving forward, as I mentioned with the Laramie Tunsil stuff, can they keep this group together? Chris Paul is another guy who's playing his tail off right now at left guard. He's another guy where got to get him done. Why not get it done now? But I want to talk about Josh Connerly, man, and the way that he played this past weekend against the Denver Broncos, man. And I think him in particular, man, I'm just happy. You're learning a lot about him, man. He doesn't say much, but you're learning a lot about him in real time based off of what he's been able to accomplish this year. The word that I believe Dan Quinn used a lot today at the podium and since the game on Sunday night was resilience. That's what Josh Connerly has, resilience. He was getting his ass whipped at the beginning of the season. Max Crosby, Micah Parsons, Brian Burns, Abdul Carter. You name it. I mean, he had to go up against Murderers Row in terms of elite pass rushers in this league. And he's gotten better each and every week. Really played well against Aiden Hutchinson a couple of weeks ago against Detroit. That's the performance where I was like, hey now, big fella, show me what you're working with, right? I see you. That performance really stood out to me. And then Sunday against Nick Bonito, against Jonathan Cooper, two of the premier edges right now in this league, he stood his ground. And I want to give credit to Adam Peters here because I think he's gotten a lot of flack from myself and others here throughout the course of the season, especially when it comes to the draft, right? I know they had 3 second-round picks in 2024, and those 3 individuals have to play better, in my opinion, in order for this team to get to where they get to where they want to get to, right? Those guys were supposed to represent building blocks. Those are second-round picks, man. You count on a second-round pick coming in and starting, and one of your second-round picks in Jazan Newton has only played something like 33% of the snaps this year. Need more. Ben Sinnott, something like 25% of the snaps. Need more. But put that to the side, right? Put the failures of the draft picks to this point on the back burner. We're talking about Adam Peters. Because think about it like this. To come out of your first 2 years as a GM with your franchise quarterback and your offensive line built for 3 to 4 years down the line, that's a W, right? Because if you get the Tunsil deal done, he's here for at least 3 or 4 more seasons, at least. And he's aging well, doesn't get hurt, steady Eddie. Chris Paul, he's a guy that at 27 years of age can be here for the next 3 to 4 years. You made the decision to put him in the starting lineup and to retain him. Tyler Biadasz, you signed him in free agency. Sam Cosmi, you made the decision to extend him and made it a priority when you first got here to town. And then Josh Connerly, the decision that you made in round one of the draft this past April. If we're judging Adam Peters and talking about AP, think about it like this. In your first 2 years, you found your franchise quarterback and your offensive line is solidified for the next 3 to 5 years. That's a hell of a start for a general manager in the National Football League. I know he's had, you know, some swings and misses here, but let's not act as if it's been all bad. And I'm talking to myself when I say that as well. Look, I'm a fan just like you all are. I say it all the time, right? I'm no better than you. I'm just smarter than you. Kidding. Obviously, I'm kidding. Kidding. But I'm emotional just like you are, just like you guys are. I get frustrated when things don't go right, just like you guys do. But when you take a 1,000-foot view at it and you put it in that perspective in terms of what AP has accomplished from a personnel standpoint to start here, he got some things that he can hang his hat on for damn sure. I want to let you hear once again from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He had this to say about Josh Connerly and the performance of the offensive line on Sunday Night Football.
On the edges, I thought that was a nice job by Josh and probably maybe his best game as a Commander. And I'd kind of joked with him earlier. I said, like, look, it's hard to know, like, how you're improving right now. I said, a year ago, man, you're fired up to, you know, play Indiana or Ohio State. And like, yeah, I can block that guy. And then now you're blocking guys every week that are like, man, this dude is really good. And all of a sudden, like, your skills keep improving. So you see that jump take place with a lot of the, you know, first and second year players because their confidence is gaining, they're getting momentum. And so not comparing yourself to Laramie, but like, am I improving? And I think that's an important piece for a young player. And you do gain confidence in that. And our whole game sometimes is comparison, this versus this and this versus this. But sometimes like, am I improving? Am I getting better? And so I was super pumped to see him do that. It's important part of every game, you know, line play, run actions. I thought that helped, you know, in our game this week, that here's a team that if you can run it and you can stay committed to it, you don't let them pin your ears back and go. And that'll be similar this week as well.
Can't say enough about the play of Josh Connerly. Seriously. And because, like, it's easy for a young cat to have some early struggles in this league, right? And then let it continue to fester, right? Some guys will get it right in the first offseason as a pro. Some guys like Josh Connerly get it right on the fly, as we're seeing with that young man. This offensive line, plenty to be excited about when it comes to that group, man. The other thing that really stood out to me from Sunday, you saw, talking about Terry, the importance of playmakers offensively, man. That's what it looks like to have a Ferrari on the field. That's what it looks like to have a $30 million per year wide receiver at your disposal. That's what it's supposed to look like. This was the best performance of the year offensively for the Washington Commanders, and Jayden Daniels was not under center for it. I think Cliff Kingsbury deserves some credit as well as Marcus Mariota, as well as his offensive line. I said all that to say this, man. I know some people are getting restless here. We've lost, what, 7 in a row. But there's so much to be optimistic about down the stretch. I know people want to lose every damn football game. If we lose it in the fashion that we lost on Sunday Night Football, I am 110% down for it. So I hope that you all are hopefully changing your tune about the future outlook of this team after Sunday Night Football. Not that, you know, you could take a ton away from what you saw, but there were some things that stood out for sure. And if you're a Commanders fan right now, think about it. Sky's not falling. Yes, you've lost 7 in a row. But your long-term outlook, the big picture view of this team is A-OK. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067. 636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BeatCP. I want to get into something that I touched on a little bit Monday over on the Team 980. I want you to line up on the phones with us at 1-800-636-1067. Dan Quinn gave a little bit of an update on his future as a defensive play caller for the Washington Commanders. I want you to line up on the phones and answer this question. The last 2 weeks, we've seen a mini resurgence for this Commanders defense. Is it a byproduct of Dan Quinn's play calling, or is it the opponent? We'll chew on that next as the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.